Corey Rosenbusch, President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, provides an update on the global implications impacting the fertilizer market. He shares details about the geopolitical issues at play and how they affect one of the most important occupations in the world, our farmers.
At a time when there's a lot of geopolitical unrest, the spotlight is on probably one of the most important professions in the world, and that is how critical our farmers are. I'll start with kind of some of the geopolitical restrictions that we're seeing. That's probably top of everyone's mind with the war in Ukraine. And of course, Russia has now been sanctioned by most of Europe, United Kingdom, Canada, which has blocked exports of Russian fertilizer products into all of those countries. We still have not seen what the impact is going to be of that. That's still slowly starting to trickle in. I can give you an example of a member that had a vessel of urea that they ended up having to turn away. Ballpark, when they went back out and had to repurchase that vessel, they paid double in terms of the price for that particular vessel per metric ton. You know, from a United States standpoint, we still have not sanctioned those fertilizer companies. So in theory, that product can still be coming into the United States. As a matter of fact, Treasury exempted fertilizer from all sanctions in the United States. So medicine, food, and fertilizer were the three that they exempted. Practically speaking, it still is very difficult to make payments, however, to the Russian manufacturers because of the sanctions on the SWIFT banking systems, et cetera. And then, of course, there's the social and psychological impact as well, and people questioning whether they should be purchasing Russian fertilizer at all. The second, and I would put Belarus into a similar category. That trade sanction happened last year. But Belarus is about 20% of the global potash supply. So if you take Belarus's 20%, you add it to Russia's 20%, we've essentially removed almost half of global potash from the supply chain. I'll transition to China for a minute because I think, you know, China has probably been the biggest factor in all of the current fertilizer markets and process or fertilizer markets and pricing situation that we've seen. So 40% of the global phosphate production is in China. About a third of all nitrogen is produced in China. And last year, their government enacted a trade restriction blocking all fertilizer exports from the country. So we've essentially removed 40% of the phosphates from the market. Now, we in the United States, again, do not import a lot of phosphates, but India is the largest consumer of fertilizer in the world. And they get most of that product from China. And India also just so happens to have a central procurement process. So it's all government run, where they buy all of their product for their farmers centrally, subsidize it, and then distribute it to the farmers. So it's not a privatized entity. And so when you talk about a single country that purchases or imports the most amount of fertilizer, losing their primary supplier, they're then going out to the global marketplace. And we're talking about vessels and vessels of product. And that's all a publicly announced pricing procurement process that then shifted the entire market. And that's really what started a lot of this last year.
As planting season begins across the Cotton Belt, Corey Rosenbusch, President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, shares that while most growers already have their plant nutrients secured, those who do not should not see issues with supply outside of normal disruptions that come this time of year. However, he notes that growers will likely find price to be an issue. He also encourages all growers to remember the 4R nutrient stewardship principles, which are to use the right fertilizer source at the right rate, at the right time, and with the right placement. He also encourages growers to continue working with their suppliers for future planning.
Well, we're in the midst of spring planting season. So, you know, my hope would be that most already planned ahead and have their plant nutrients secured and purchased and bought and committed already for spring planting season. Anyone that has not and will be, you know, looking at the spot market, it's going to be a really challenging market dynamic right now to be procuring product on the spot. You know, we always have supply challenges in the spring. Just in time, very short planting windows when you have to get seed and fertilizer in the ground. And with our transportation systems, we always experience that every year. But outside of those normal disruptions, you know, we are hearing that supply should be available. It's just a matter of, is it at a price that a farmer is willing to pay? And so if they haven't secondly done this, and that it would be to look at all the good stewardship programs. So at TFI, we promote 4 R's, 4 R's of nutrient stewardship, of applying fertilizer at the right source, rate, time, and place. And if you're not doing those things, variable rate application, soil sampling, now is the time to be efficient with your fertilizer dollars. And then I would just say continue to have a dialogue about what the plans are. Like I said, I think we'll get through the spring and see what additional disruptions might be ahead of us, because it has been definitely a combination of a lot of factors over the last 8 months.